He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Hiller Hall here on the Trinity High School campus. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 5A boys preliminary round matchup as the Trinity Hillers host Woodland Hills. Woody High comes in having dropped three of its last four games, falling to 5A number 3 Shaler, number 8 Fox Chapel, and number 10 Penn Hills, all in Section 2 play. The Wolverines had beaten Shaler and Penn Hills the first time through. Trinity closed the year splitting its final six games after just win in the previous six outings. The Hillers snapped a three-game skid beating Ringgold and 4A number 9 Beaver Area to end the regular season. Earlier in the year, Trinity topped 3A number 8 Wash High, 2A number 4 Fort Cherry, and 6A 7 seed Canna McMillan. The winner of this game advances to take on top-seeded Moon Area on Monday in the 5A bracket first round. Will it be the 8-13 Wolverines or the 10-12 Trinity Hillers? We'll find out together over the next 90 minutes or so. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew for tonight's game. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. R.J. Licey's our floor director here with Brett Gambita on camera. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, and online at chambersinsurance.com. We'll take a look at the opening weekend playoff schedule for boys and girls teams in our two-county area when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Take a look at these two teams before we run through that Washington Greene County schedule. Tom Drakely is with me. Hillers come in 10-12. I mentioned 3-3 in their last six, but 1-5 in the six before that. It has been an up and down year for the Trinity Hillers. Four wins ahead of that six game funk, but a 2-4 start to the year. Up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, they have really been up and down. But I think one of the reasons, Bob, when they lost their point guard, Tyler Johnson, that's when they went into that skid. They had to learn to play without him. Somebody else had to fill that role. And this would be a game that they could use him tonight because they're playing a team, although records are sort of similar, but they're very athletic. They have two really super quick guards, one of which can shoot the basketball very well. And I thought, you know, going into this game, Jacob Dunkel might have an advantage, but when you look down their roster, they have a 6'8 boy in the center. So depending on how they play Dunkel, whether they front or play behind, but he's got to get involved for Trinity tonight, and he has got to dominate the boards.
Two wins against playoff teams for Woodland Hills. Beat the number 3 seed Shaler 52-46 the first time. The Titans, though, with a 12-point win second time around. And also beat Penn Hills the first time through 68-65 and got thrashed by the Indians 73-66. And then two losses to Fox Chapel, including a 19-point loss here during this four-game close to the season.
When you look at their record, it's deceiving. They have been in a number of games, and as you just mentioned, they beat two of the teams that are playoff bound, and they were the only team to beat Shaler, the section champion. So if you come in taking this team lightly, that would be a major mistake. They've got good quickness. They've got size. They can run the floor, as you well know, because you watch them play a little bit. They're going to have to do a good job, Trinity, in defensive transition. They're going to have to, if they can, they want to establish the tempo of the game from an offensive standpoint take good shots.
We'll take a look at that two-county area and all the games on tap for tonight and tomorrow when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Trinity Hillers in a 5A preliminary round matchup. The winner it moves on to the first round on Monday against number 1 Moon Area. 1A boys game coming up on WJPA FM very shortly. Avella and West Green, that game in Rogersville. Nate Rigotti and Jack Sacco to call that for us. Also in the 1A boys bracket tonight, California to play Aquinas Academy. That's the 10-7 matchup. That game at Peters Township with an 8 p.m. tip. Also in the 1A bracket at Carleton, a 7 o'clock tip. The home Cougars against number 11 Jefferson Morgan. 2A girls on the docket tonight involving a whole bunch of teams from Washington County. Number 8, Burgettstown, home with Rochester. Number 5, Churchiers Houston, a little shorthanded at home with number 12, Southside. Number 6, Wash High, hosting number 11, Winchester Thurston. And number 15, California, at high-flying number 2, Aliquippa. Game already at the half at Peters Township. Number 4, Fort Cherry, cruising past number 13, Beth Center. They're at the half, and it is 48-13, Fort Cherry. We saw the Rangers a couple of weeks ago knock off then unbeaten section leader Burgettstown.
Yeah, we did, and I really was impressed with that Fort Cherry team. They're a team that can go in and win some games, so good for them to get off to such a nice start.
Tomorrow, Tom and I will be at Beaver Falls as the host Tigers, the 3 seed in the 3A girls bracket, will be home with number 14, McGuffey. Also tomorrow in the 3A girls bracket, number 11, Seton LaSalle at number 6, Waynesburg. Both of those games tip off at noon. We'll be on the air at 11:45 with the McGuffey-Beaver Falls game here on the WJPA Sports Network. Coming up also tomorrow, the start of the 4-week sprint to PIAA Wrestling Championships for AA wrestlers. It is the 2A Southern Sectional at Burgettstown. Mark Uriah will be there to anchor the coverage for us in his 41st year of covering high school wrestling here on WJPA. He'll be joined by Greg Smith for all the action tomorrow. You can watch or listen online, the audio at WJPA AM 1450, online at WJPA.com on our sports page, and through the because of the WPIL agreement with NFHS Sports Network, that will be only available behind the subscription service at NFHS Network. But we'll have all of that then, and those of you watching tonight on the NFHS Network. Why do I always have trouble saying that? But I do, since we've partnered with NFHS. I've had trouble getting those four letters out, but WJPA just rolls off. But that could have something to do with almost 50 years of doing this, huh?
I think it does.
Yeah, it probably does.
No doubt.
Starters will be introduced to the crowd. We'll have them for you as well when we come back here to Hiller Hall on the campus of Trinity High School, just moments away from the preliminary round matchup between number 16 Trinity, number 17 Woodland Hills, and it's all coming your way on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use or rebroadcast or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. And I'm glad I put my distance glasses on. Woodland Hills being introduced first. The dark gray jerseys with the very dark blue numbers on them. That'll be a blast.
It should be interesting to pick these numbers up, but we'll do the best we can.
Starters, number one, Scoop Smith, a 5'8 sophomore, 5'9 junior. Number two, Amir Brown, 6'8 sophomore, Lamar Williams, 6'1 senior, Jaden Hill, 5'9 sophomore Landon Akins. Jared Zeke, the head coach for the Woodland Hills Wolverines, checking in with a record of 8-13. For Tim Tesmer and the 10-12 Trinity Hillers, number three, Anthony Georgie, a 6'3 sophomore, 6'7 junior Jacob Dunkel, 6'1 senior Dante DeRubo, 6'2 sophomore Jonah Williamson, and 6'4 junior Caden Hathaway. You mentioned Tyler Johnson. What the, you know, just a tough break your senior year, your final run through all this, and then to have a season ending and maybe hurting your baseball chances as well with the knee injury.
Well, no question, he's going to have the surgery tomorrow, on Monday, excuse me. So he's not, probably not going to play his baseball senior season, which is a shame. But he was playing very, very well before the injury, and I think they were starting to show real positive signs. He gets hurt. They have to make all that adjustment. It's difficult, and they're going to have to pick the pieces up tonight, and going to have to do a very good job taking care of the basketball, Bob. I think that's pivotal tonight, and shot selection will be important. And they're going to play a zone. I know that already. They're going to sit in a zone. They're going to try to, you know, communicate. The one good shooter is Jaden Hill. He can really fire it from the perimeter. And the quickness of Scoop Smith. So they're going to have to do an excellent job containing the dribbler. We'll see how it rolls.
Mark Tortorella is the referee, working with Carl Greenwich and William Guba.
Veteran group of officials tonight.
Jaden Hill, Jacob Dunkel step into the center circle. And we're set to get this underway. R.J. Licey, our floor director, Brett Gambita on the camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios. The WPIL basketball playoffs are underway. Tip goes to a Woody High. Landon Akins behind the defense, and he catches the tip and lays it in.
Well, that should never happen, Bob, on the opening jump. You got to defend that jump in case you lose it. 6'8", 6'7", you had to give them the advantage.
6 seconds in, and Woodland Hills takes the opening lead. Hillers in front court. Akins now all over Williamson. Ball goes into the corner. Dunkel, good job keeping his plant foot. Takes it to the rack. Shot rolls off the iron. And the rebound going to be ruled last touch by Dunkel.
Boy, it looked like Lamar Williams touched that ball. But Fisher was right there, Bob. We had a bad angle.
Woodland Hills now to set up their offense for the first time.
And interestingly enough, in this 1-2-2 zone, they have Jacob Dunkel at the top. Interesting strategy.
Ball on the perimeter. Long three ball in flight. Nothing but net. Splashes home Amir Brown. 5-0 Woody High off to the early start. Hillers almost turn it over. The pass to Georgie. Apparently his right foot was on the line, but able to make it work. Ball knocked loose off the hands of Darubo, but Dunkel right there to clean it up and score.
Yeah, around the basket. He's a tough matchup. He can score.
Three ball near side. Jaden Hill, air ball caught on the weak side by Darubo. 5-2, well, Woodland Hills in the lead.
That's the shot you want to encourage them to take, Bob, but you got to get the rebound.
Williamson now up top to Georgie. Take it to the left wing. Darubo put it on the deck. Kick it back out. Dunkel be on the three-point line. Dribble drive off the iron. Missed it short.
But I like his attempt to go to the basket with that.
Akins kick it back onto the perimeter. Scoop Smith around to the far corner. It's Hill. Lamar Williams will dribble away from that zone defense. Near corner, another three. Akins nails it.
Well, nobody contested. He had made his earlier two, but you got to get out and guard that. You got to at least contest it.
Georgie, three ball near corner, answers.
How about that for the answer? That was a big basket for Trinity. They needed to answer that three-pointer by Woodland High School.
Hillers up the floor quickly. And got that three ball from Georgie. Make it 8-5. Three ball in flight off the iron. Darubo tipped the rebound. It's going to be grabbed by Williamson. Tried to dribble out. Stolen by Akins. Walk, Euro step. Lay it in.
Akins off to a strong start for Woodland High.
5-10 to play opening quarter. 10-5 Woodland Hills in front. Hathaway. Dish it down low. Georgie shot partially blocked. Rebound tipped out. Controlled there by Williamson. His shot blocked. Controlled by the Wolverines. Scoop Smith up the floor. Hathaway with a partial block. Ball knocked loose. Saved there by Smith. Around the perimeter. Dribble drive by Brown. Cut off. Flip it to the high post. Corner pass. It's Smith. Dribble outside the lane. Walks through. Travel.
Yeah, he did. Tried to do the old duck and under, but he took an extra step on that one.
4:40 to play, opening period, 10-5. Woodland Hills in the lead.
Well, they're in that full court pressure that I thought they would be in, but it's a straight man-to-man.
Williamson up the floor against Akins. Crossover, get it across the timeline. Williamson with a chance to go to the hoop. Ball stripped out of his hands. Akins recovered.
A good recognition by Williamson. He had a clear lane, Bob. If he holds the ball, he could score.
Baseline throw in for the Hillers. Darubo to key it inside of the lane. Lob it up top to Dunkel. Looks inside. Nowhere to go there. Hand off to Darubo. A body all over him. That's Smith. Darubo cuts off his drive. Try to put the shot up. Tipped around. And coming out to get the loose ball is Smith. Smith to the baseline. Little floater up and good. Looks like Jaden Hill with the deuce. His first points.
Right now, Woodland Hills is doing an excellent job offensively. Nice drive by Hathaway that time for Trinity.
Hathaway able to get the lay-in. The lane has been open when the Hillers get there quickly. Get the deuce there. 12-7 lead for Woodland Hills. Smith launches, three ball, short. Long rebound comes out. Darubo will grab it.
Didn't follow his shot. He follows that shot. He gets the rebound.
Williamson dribble drive, put it off his foot, stolen by Jaden Hill. Hill into the paint, around Hathaway, missed the shot. Coming back, Dunkel to rebound. 12-7, Woodland Hills lead. Quick pass ahead, Georgie not looking for it. Was wide open under the basket. The ball right on target would have led him to an easy layup, and he's not looking for the pass.
No question, Bob. He just didn't see the ball. Had he paid attention to that, he was so wide open.
3:20 to play, opening period. Ball up top goes to Hill. Bring it near side, Akins, and now on into the corner. Smith, the quicker of the two guards. Again, around the perimeter. Hill on the far side, up to Akins between the circles, to the free throw line, to Williams, backing his way down, shot off the glass, no good. Four Hillers there for the rebound.
Good job by Dunkel, holding his ground, building a wall, making it difficult for him to shoot that.
Williamson across the timeline, picks up the dribble, goes to Darubo, right side. Darubo, top of the key, he'll pop from there, short on the three. Dunkel rebounds, put it on the deck, pump fake, goes up, scores, and is fouled.
Yeah, great shot fake by Dunkel that time, Bob. Awesome shot fake.
First foul of the game, it's Lamar Williams, guilty of the hack in the act. Dunkel with the deuce, make it 12-9, and a chance to make it a two-point game. 2:39, play opening quarter. 12-9, Woodland Hills leading. Free throw in flight, short, rebound cleared by Lamar Williams. Guilty of the foul, gets the board on the missed free throw. 3-point Woodland Hills lead. Wolverines and work around the perimeter, cross court. Pump fake by Amir Brown, dribbles to a little better shot, misses that. Rebound cleared by Anthony Georgie.
Yeah, nice job by Georgie that time with the block out.
Williamson dribble drive, draws traffic, shot blocked, controlled by Lamar Williams, the 6'8 sophomore. Ball ahead to Brown. In the corner, steps back, doesn't take the shot. And now it's Scoop Smith through the Trinity logo, middle of the floor. Just under 2 minutes to play, opening quarter, 12-9, Woodland Hills with the lead. Rifle pass inside to Williams. Dunkel stuffs that shot. Loose ball in the paint, held ball, possession arrow Trinity.
How about Dunkel holding his own inside? I'll tell you what, Trinity has some young players, and I like them, Bob. I really like this Jacob Dunkel. I think he's going to be an excellent player by the time he's finished in high school.
Darubo and Smith having a couple of words.
Oh, just friendly conversation.
Yeah.
Of course.
Darubo takes the inbound. Substitution for Trinity, Max Diesel on the floor. Screen set by Dunkel. Darubo to the high post. Back to Dunkel. Three ball in flight. Short. Rebound cleared by the Wolverines. Quickly up the floor. Amir Brown. Get it ahead to Scoop Smith. Cut off. Spinorama. Shot rejected by Dunkel.
Well, we've seen a lot of block shots here already this evening.
Yeah,
both teams.
You got little guards and great big guys inside.
Well, and you have
one
to,
on each side.
You have to be aware of that if you're Trinity and you're Woodland Hills.
Cutter down the lane. Shot won't go and a foul called. Hillers left the lane open. Caden Hathaway called for the Hillers' first foul.
Bob, you alluded to the quickness. That just was quickness. That's all that was for him to get to where he got. And Scoop Smith shoots two because of it.
Woodland Hills almost 3 minutes since their last point. Smith ends that drought. 13-9 Wolverines.
They jumped out to a nice, comfortable lead, and then they hadn't scored for a few minutes.
Georgie out. Williamson back in for Trinity. Second free throw for the 5'8 sophomore, Scoop Smith. That's in flight and good. Sub at the bench. Didn't get a horn there. But they will stop before the throw-in to get the substitution. Landon Akins will sit, who came in. All right, 22, Troy Akins. So the 5'9 junior in, 5'9 sophomore out. 14-9, Woodland Hills by five. Scored the game's first 5 points and lead by five at the moment. So it's been all square since then. Williamson dish it off to DeRubos. Ball smacked out of his hands by Scoop Smith.
Got to be strong with that basketball tonight.
Williamson, DeRubo floater at the high post. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Williams. Get it ahead to Akins. Left-hand lay-in good. Troy Akins, first points of the game, and the lead is now 7. DeRubo trying to shed himself of the Smith defense. Hathaway and now Williamson right back. DeRubo, 10-foot volleyball line. Soft pass just gets through to Williamson. Hillers look to be working for a final shot. A lot of time here. 50 seconds to try to run it down.
There's a lot of time. Boy, that one was almost picked off, too.
If Akins had seen that pass when it left the hand, he would have had an easy lay-in. But Hillers keep possession. DeRubo, get it out to Hathaway. Left side, Williamson, 3-ball in flight with 9 to play. No good. Rebound, Scoop Smith. He'll push it up the floor. Stops. Looks for help. Turn around, 3. Won't go. And the buzzer ends the period. Woodland Hills, 16. Trinity, 9 after 1. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We get our first final of the night for Cherry Girls, a 66-16 winner against Bishop Canavan. 16-9 Woodland Hills with the lead. After one here, Woody High will get the ball to start the second quarter on the possession arrow.
The difference so far, Bob, is Woodland Hills has been able to get out on a couple of breakaways. Trinity doing a kind of a poor job in transition defense.
All around the perimeter for Woodland Hills. Into the corner, around to Smith. Far side to Brown. Looked like an opening there for Akins, but he didn't shoot it. Brown pops into the paint, travel.
Well, interestingly enough, all they're doing is moving the ball in the perimeter, which plays into the defense Trinity's running. Don't have to force anything, but they're not getting anything accomplished offensively.
Jonah Williamson in, and Max Diesel checks out. And now Woodland Hills matching up all over the floor, but just kind of light pressure. Just making sure you're within an arm's length of player. DeRubo was right next to the rack with nobody there. Pass it around. 3-ball, Williamson, good.
Yeah, as of late, Jonah Williamson has had a hot hand. Knocked that down with confidence.
Drive cut off in the corner. Pass it back out. Brown, Akins, side of the lane. Back out to Akins on a feed from Hill. Brown, Akins, 3-ball off back iron, no good. Rebound DeRubo, smacked out of his hands. It'll be Trinity ball, and that reach in there by Jaden Hill.
You mentioned about light pressure, but, Bob, every time a Trinity player catches the basketball, they pressure the ball. The last time, Jonah was able to get open because they double-teamed the ball, and he stepped to the gap.
Trinity with the ball, down 16-12. Williamson, Dunkel to the far wing. DeRubo drive, cut it off, throw it to the baseline. Hathaway, his drive is cut off. Fire a pass out. It gets through to Dunkel, hops his way to the hoop and scores.
Boy, I like him. I'm telling you, he does a great job around the basket, Bob.
6 points for Dunkel. Trinity back to within 4. 3-ball in flight. Scoop Smith, no good. DeRubo down the lane to rebound right in front of Hathaway. And now the Hillers with a chance to take the lead. to the hoop, shot by DeRubo. Once again, Lamar Williams there to swat it away.
Well, what you need to do is look for the guy he's guarding because you're not going to shoot over him. 6'8", he's putting the ball in the bleachers.
Williamson gets it inbound to Dunkel. Williams out on him, Hathaway, and now Williamson. Akins on Williamson. Feed it across. Hathaway has DeRubo open on the wing. Crossover by Hathaway. Feed it back out. Reset this. Just under six to play in the opening half. 2-point Woodland Hills lead, 16-14. Williamson finds an open man. DeRubo three, well short. Long rebound. Somebody got to go get the ball. And Hiller's let it lay there. Leads to a fast break, the lay-in by Akins.
Yeah, and that's the second breakaway Troy Akins has had. That's the basket they have got to try to prevent, Bob. And that's just getting back quickly, and they didn't do it.
Well, and you got to get to this rebound. That's the second rebound. Yes. It's just kind of laid there, and Hiller's looking at it. Shot put up by Dunkel, won't go. A lot of contact. Play on's the call. Boy, rebound, Woodland Hills.
Thought that was a foul there, Bob.
Smith, stolen, knocked loose by Hathaway. Hathaway ends up with it back from DeRubo. Hathaway, two-pointer, good.
Oh, nice balance on that shot. Hathaway did a great job getting his legs under him.
Second bucket for Caden Hathaway. It's a two-point ball game again, 18-16. Woodland Hills in front. Ball gets down low. Williams shot blocked by Dunkel, controlled by Dunkel.
Jacob Dunkel on the block and the rebound of the block.
On the dribble, it's Williamson screen from Dunkel. Williamson picks up his dribble, try to force it. Tough pass, ball knocked loose. Dunkel ends up with it, goes up off the iron, too strong. Sensed Williams coming, and he just put too much on it. Woodland Hills in control. Akins dribble drive. Threw it onto the floor. Pass saved by Scoop Smith. Pass back out top for Williams is blocked, and the Hillers control.
Trinity's doing a really nice job defensively, limiting them and taking away the direct drive, Bob.
West Green leading Avella, 8-0. Nice give and go. DeRubo ties the game on the lay-in.
Great pass that time by Jonah Williamson.
DeRubo's first points were tied at 18. Amir Brown. He and Scoop Smith back to Brown. Three ball good.
Boy, those are deep threes, too.
Both of his have been 24 feet.
Exactly.
Woody High up 21-18. Now at 3:40 remaining in the first half. Akins, hands all over. Ball goes down low to Georgie. Puts it in for two.
Nice pass. Again, Hathaway found Georgie on a baseline. He was able to get the shot up before Williams came around the block.
Smith steps into the paint, high off the window and in. That is as close to a walk without being a walk. It may have been a walk. Well, that's how close to a walk it was.
They didn't call it, though.
It's not a walk because they didn't call it. DeRubo, kick from the lane. Three ball, Georgie, wide left. Rebound, Lamar Williams. Williams takes the feed. Ball knocked away by Jonah Williamson, and the Hillers control. Get it ahead, Hathaway. Two on three. Hathaway baseline finds a cutter. Georgie, great save on a bad pass.
Well, I'll tell you what, he did one heck of a job on that. Anthony Georgie, great job.
Timeout called by Woodland Hills. Wolverines 23, Hillers 22, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Couple of boys' scores, end of one quarter. West Green 8, Avella nothing. Manesson 18, Summit Academy 11. Thank you, John Sacco, Bill Chapo, Don Rebel, and a cast of thousands blowing up my unlimited text plan tonight.
Well, you need it because there are lots of games and got a bunch of scores to keep track of. And we got a good one here, too.
End of one 5A girls pigtail game. 19-6, Penn Hills leading at Thomas Jefferson. it's appropriate to call it pigtail in girls, right?
I think so. Absolutely.
We call it preliminary in the boys and pigtail in the girls.
Yeah, that's okay. I have no problem with that. We got a good one here, Bob. Trinity's settled into their offense, and they're playing much more solid on the defensive end. I really like what they're doing in the half-court D. And Jacob Dunkel is playing strong inside around the paint.
Wolverines after the full timeout, the first timeout used by either team. Lamar Williams takes the feed at the baseline, muscles his way for the little four-footer.
Yeah, that time he did exactly what you said. He muscled his way in there.
It's a first bucket for the 6'8 center man for Woodland Hills.
Got six blocks.
2:20 to play, opening half, 25-22, Wolverines in front. Hillers just get across the timeline in time. Good job down low. Shot by Dunkel won't go, but Williams going to pick up his second foul. Good ball fake.
Yeah, he's used that shot fake really nicely. He gathers himself with his feet, plants, fakes that shot, and gets the defender up in the air and draws the contact. Good job.
Dunkel with the line earlier, missed on an old-fashioned three-point play. Now here with two to make two. Off the mark, first one. He's missed two in a row in the game.
Well, there have only been two shots taken by Trinity and two free throws taken by Woodland Hills.
Dunkel's second effort is good. Make it a two-point Woodland Hills lead. Quickly up the floor. Right ball inside to Williams, and he is held up, going up, and he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. What crisp, hard, quick passes by the Wolverines. Got the ball up into the corner, to the wing, to the side of the lane. And the foul here on Dante DeRubo reaching in.
Yeah, you cannot relax. You must get back as quickly as possible because they're coming at you.
Two free throws for Lamar Williams. First one off the iron.
He's just a sophomore, Bob. He'll be around for several years.
Second shot goes begging off the rim as well. The Hilla Gorilla in the house tonight. Was on the floor earlier, but officials, I think, I kind of predicted that. He's not going to get to stay on the floor. He is in the front row of the bleachers, though.
Yeah, he's allowed to do that, but not on the floor.
Williamson on the dribble to Hathaway has helped this side. It's Georgie. Georgie, a little jab step, and now Williamson heels on the midcourt circle. Left wing, DeRubo up top. Hathaway put it on the deck, dish it off to nobody. Hathaway read that play one way, and Jonah Williamson clearly read it another. Three ball, Jaden Hill rattles around, drops home.
Well, Hill's one of their designated shooters. When I talked to the coaching staff from Trinity, they said they had to be aware that time he was wide open.
Georgie, three ball, well short. It's an air ball grabbed by Hill. 28-23, Wolverines, high post. Three ball in flight now, Landon Akins. That won't go. Dunkel with a rebound. He's got help. Dunkel's going to dribble it up the floor. Three on two. Ball to Hathaway. Penetrate, stop, pop, shot good.
Nice job by Hathaway. I like Dunkel peeling out of there with the basketball like the point guard.
Hathaway with six. And quickly, Woodland Hill sets up in front court again. Scoop Smith on the dribble. Kick near side. Akins for three. Nothing but net. He's got 10 in the first half. His second tray. And Woodland Hills has pushed the lead back to six. Trinity got it square at 18. But since then, 13-7 advantage for the Wolverines. Pass just gets through. Hill almost stole that. And now reaches in, takes it away from Hathaway. Wolverines get it across the timeline with 10 seconds remaining in the opening half. Smith, long bounce pass to Brown. And now Brown will start toward the thing. Double dribble, got away with that to the hoop, score it.
Yeah, I thought he double dribbled, Bob.
Amir Brown's lay-in ends the half. Woodland Hills on a 15-7 sprint to the finish over the final 4 minutes. We're at the break. Woodland Hills 33, Trinity 25. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Let's take a look at what else we have. Uniontown 12, Quaker Valley 10. That's a second quarter score in the 4A boys. Second quarter, West Green 14, Avella 5. That was 8-0 at the end of one. Manesson 18, Summit Academy 11. That's late in the first period. Thank you, Bill Chapo, who's producing on the other side of the glass tonight. Hillers really battled back nicely. Trailed by 7 at the end of one after falling in a 5-0 hole to start. But got back to within 18 all square at the 4-minute mark. But Woody High with the consecutive buckets to close the first half, a tray and that lay-in deuce. And, it looked like from here, looked like double dribble, looked like Brown had stopped his dribble, but they let that play on. So, the officiating has been really, really clean, and the play has been clean. Great blocks. You rarely see a game with so many block shots that have only four fouls called.
It really has been well officiated. It has been a clean game. I just think Trinity sometimes takes just that extra second. Woodland High is so explosive, I guess is the good word to use, Bob. They get down the floor quickly, which then enables them, if they make a reverse pass, to have a wide-open player. They've actually shot the ball quite well from the perimeter, and they're able to get to the rim a few times on those turnovers to get easy baskets on the transition game. But, Trinity has shown the ability to come back. They can ill afford to get too far behind this team because of that quickness.
33-25, Woodland Hills leads the Wolverines 16-9 in the first, 17-16 in the second. Not a lot of free throws. Trinity 1-for-3 at the stripe. Woodland Hills 2-for-4 at the free throw line. All three Trinity attempts by Jacob Dunkel. 10 points in the first half for Landon Akins. A couple of trays, a couple of deuces for that 10-point total. 8 for Amir Brown, including the last 5 points of the half, the tray and the deuce. And other scoring, Jaden Hill has 5, 4 for Scoop Smith, 4 for Trey Akins off the bench. On the other side, I've got 7 for Jacob Dunkel, 7 for Anthony Georgie, 6 for Caden Hathaway, 3 for Jonah Williamson, and a deuce for Dante DeRubo. Good balance for both teams. All 10 starters. Certainly in the scoring column tonight for both teams.
And that's what you want. You want to have some balance. But at the same time, the difference in this game is, number one, the quickness, getting down the floor. And number two, they've been able to attack Trinity with their speed and their quickness, getting inside with a few easy shots. Trinity, on the other hand, when they have been able to work the ball and reverse it, they've gotten good looks, been able to make some shots. But they're going to and I would love to see them play everything through Jacob Dunkel. Get him on the block, either high post or low post. Let him operate, make the decisions. He's done a really good job for them.
1A boys bracket, number 6, Carleton at home, leading Jefferson Morgan 33-23. Big second period for Carleton. That game was 16-all at the end of one quarter. A look ahead to tomorrow, what we have in terms of basketball and wrestling coverage on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Great to have you along, whether you're listening on air at WJPA AM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, or watching on the NFHS Network. I got all four letters out smooth as silk.
Well, that time you were perfect.
Those of you watching, you get a little peek at the Hilla Gorilla.
Yeah, he's kind of resting.
And the Hiller hooligans who are, you know, refreshing themselves. They are, you know, restoring their energy, taking their halftime break to begin to stand back up and start hooting and hollering.
Well, they need to hoot and holler. They got to get this team back on track. Yeah, and again, I think it's very important. Trinity comes down the first couple possession. Get quality shots. Get some good looks. Try to get the ball inside to Dunkel if you can. There were a few times I thought he had great inside position. They didn't throw the ball to him. I would force that ball down low to him and let them have to guard him because he's been effective when he gets the basketball.
A couple of other scores for you. Early second quarter in 2A girls. Chartiers Houston 11, Southside Beaver 10. Mentioned the Chartiers girls, the 5 seed, a little shorthanded. One of their starters, Ella Ritchie, not in the lineup tonight. Quaker Valley 25, Uniontown 20. 4A boys match up the 4 seed, Uniontown, at home, down by 5 in the second. Thank you, Bill Chapo, John Sacco, and the gang keeping us posted. I think something just showed up for me. End of one quarter, Winchester Thurston 16, Wash High 6. I was telling people, you know, Winchester Thurston always has a double-digit number by their seed. That's their seed number. Don't believe it.
Yeah, don't believe that at all.
Never believe it. And there they are leading the 6 seed Wash High by a 16-6 score after one. That's early, but
it is.
That is not unusual territory for Winchester Thurston.
No, it really isn't. They've had quality basketball players. You know, the other thing, Bob, as I look at this first half, Woodland Hills does a really good job pressuring the basketball. If I'm Trinity, I'm telling my guys, be strong with it, and if they're tight on you, you've got to drive it. Take it to the basket. Force these referees to make a call. Draw some contact, get a piece of that defender. We'll see what kind of changes and strategy they offer as we start this second half. It's anybody's game yet. I fully expect this to come down to the wire.
This is the 16-17 matchup in the 5A boys bracket. Winner visits number one Moon area on Monday for a 7 o'clock tip. The 16-17 5A girls matchup. Last we had was the visitors from Penn Hills leading Thomas Jefferson 19-6. Bill Chapo tells us that on the FM side tonight, host West Green Pioneers leading Avella 25-17. That's in the 8-9 game on the 1A boys bracket.
Got a full slate of games coming up, Bob. It'll be a busy week coming.
Same bracket, number 4, Manesson, out to a 32-28 lead on Summit Academy. That's a 4-13 matchup as well. Number 4, Manesson. Winner there will advance and play Union, the 5 seed, a winner last night when the actual start of the tournament happened, beating Hillel Academy 67-43. Trinity will have the ball to begin the second half, but the Hillers find themselves down 8 to Woodland Hills. We'll see how it works out over the final 16. Who knows, maybe more when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
33-25, Woodland Hills with the lead. Tomorrow, 11:45 in the morning, we'll be on the air as the McGuffey Highlander girls visit Beaver Falls. Tom Drakely and I will be there along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Mark Uriah, Greg Smith, and another crew from the WJPA Sports Network and Greensports.net all together at Burgettstown for the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional as the individual wrestling tournament season gets underway. 4-week sprint to the finish for AA wrestlers. Hillers get it inbound. DeRubo on the dribble. Stop side of the lane. Long pass out on the bounce. Williamson puts it on the deck. Takes it to the hoop. Floater won't go. Put back by Williamson is good.
Yeah, I don't know if that ball was partially deflected, Bob. Maybe. Wasn't sure, but he got the rebound and scored.
Hillers, couple of looks there and get the second one to go. Three ball in flight. Scoop Smith off the front of the rim. Hillers stood around. Three guys there, and finally, Williamson grabs the rebound.
Boy, they almost lost that ball.
Jaden Hill was crashing between the three. Williamson Trey rattles out, won't go. Rebound put back, Georgie.
But Georgie's playing really strong tonight. He's helping them out big time inside.
First to 50 seconds, the Hillers have cut the deficit from 8-4.
It's a good start to the half for Trinity.
Penn Hills girls lead at Thomas Jefferson 34-20 in that 16-17 matchup. Brown steps back, give it off to Akins. Now out to Hill for three. Good.
Yeah, but they didn't contest that, Bob. They just let him set his feet and shoot. You can't let shooters become comfortable. Oh, bad pass.
Hill's shot rejected by Hathaway. Dunkel ends up with it. Pressure ratcheted up. Pass goes ahead to Williamson. High post. Kick it back to Dunkel. He'll take it out front. Missed the lay-in. Rebound Lamar Williams.
Well, Williams made him alter his shot that time.
Three ball. Hill. Far corner won't go. Rebound Dunkel. Has help. Plenty of it. Georgie and now DeRubo to bring it up the floor. 36-29. Woodland Hills by seven. Trinity had it cut down to four, but now the three ball by Hill. Two trips back. Pass gets through to DeRubo. Boy, the Woodland Hills pressure a little tighter. The defense just a little stiffer, a little quicker, a little stronger.
Well, they can guard you. I mean, they're awful quick.
Williamson gets the ball to Hathaway. Dribble drive off the iron won't go. Dunkel rebounds. Put back too strong again. Missed that shot. Loose ball grabbed by Jaden Hill.
Two good looks, Bob. You gotta contest. You gotta finish those.
Akins slides to a stop down the lane. Hill kick it back out. Scoop Smith head fake. Dish it across. Williams for the dunk.
Boy, what a pass by Smith, though, huh? Beautiful pass by Scoop Smith that time.
Hiller's a little trouble, but now get it across the timeline. Reach from behind. Akins smacks the ball away from Williamson. Hill feed it back to Akins. Into the corner, Brown. Three ball in flight, good.
Need a timeout.
And the Hillers use one. Great start, not so much the next 2 minutes. 5:11 to play, opening minutes of the third quarter. And Woodland Hills 41, Trinity 29. Hillers full timeout. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
4A update, number 4, Uniontown has rallied to lead Quaker Valley 26-25. That game's at the half. We were at the half at 33-25, 50 seconds into this third. Trinity was to within four, but it has been eight straight points quickly for Woody High, and the Wolverines now up 41-29, their biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, points off turnovers and knocking down the threes. They're a better three-point shooting team than they showed on film, Bob. They may have to change up this defensive philosophy, but they got to contest those shooters.
Williamson will push it up the floor, meet a double team just as he gets across the stripe. Dunkel on the wing, into the lane, spin-a-rama to the hoop, shot rejected. Loose ball grab, brought up the floor by Smith. Dish it back, step into a three, off the rim short. Rebound Caden Hathaway on the miss far side by Akins. Excuse me, by Brown. He hasn't missed many, that's for sure. Three ball DeRubo, well short from beyond the volleyball 10-foot line.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the shot you want to take when you're behind.
4.5 to play in the third. Trinity down 12. Now dribbling is Scoop Smith, and Darubo got to get close enough to get a count going. Long bounce pass to Brown. Jab step once, twice. Now start the dribble.
Trinity is in a man-to-man, Bob. They've switched their defense. They had to, actually.
Good job by Williamson to stay, and now Williamson reaches in as Brown had gotten by him.
Well, that's futile. You're not going to beat them by reaching in. They're too quick with the basketball. Just try to keep them in front of you.
First foul by either team in the second half. First foul on Williamson in the game. Lamar Williams out beyond the stripe, takes the dribble drive, misses the shot. Darubo force it ahead to Hathaway, steps to the hoop. He is fouled on the way up and will shoot a couple. That pass by Darubo just got through. Looked like Landon Akins guilty of the foul. His first, team's first in the second half.
Yeah, Darubo did a nice job keeping his eyes up court. Was able to find Hathaway.
First foul shot good. 3-minute drought for Trinity snapped by the free throw make. South Allegheny 28, Velburn and 26. That's at the half. 41-31 now as Hathaway makes both free throws. He has 8 points in the game. Smith on the dribble. Screen set. Roll off of that. Ball to Lamar Williams. Shot rejected by Dunkel.
Tell you what, they're battling those two big boys. Lots of blocks.
Darubo reverse. Ball stripped. Smith reached in, just took it away. And then goes to the hoop. Shoves his shoulder into the chest of Darubo and draws the foul on Darubo.
Yeah, but he made a really good move. He put that ball behind his back quickly and got the angle on the drive. And that was Darubo's foul.
Second foul on Darubo. Second in the quarter on Trinity. Scoop Smith hit both foul shots he took in the opening quarter.
Only a sophomore. When you watch him on film, you say, yeah, he's quick. But, boy, when you watch him in person, he's lightning.
Foul shot good. Free, 34 to play, third period. Woodland Hills up 42-31.
Trinity has to try to get this under double digits before the fourth quarter begins, Bob.
Smith, long time at the free throw line. Use all the time you want, young man. Free throw shooter like that.
Yep, pretty good.
4-for-4 in the game. Darubo finds Williamson. Got an opening to the lane. Give it off to Dunkel. Uses his body to get open. Shot too strong. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed by Williams.
Well, when you have a 6'8 guy defending and contesting, it makes it difficult to score in there at times.
2A girls at the half. Winchester Thurston 27, Washi 9. 3 minutes to play in the third. Cutter down the lane. Shot won't go for Troy Akins. And the Hillers rebound the miss. Darubo going to the hoop, hard off the glass, scoring.
Yeah, nice drive, nice adjustment in midair by Darubo to finish that drive.
Troy Akins wrap a pass around, three ball in flight, won't go for Landon Akins. The Hillers grab the miss. Near side, Jonah Williamson, three ball off the rim, strong, no good. Lamar Williams with the rebound for Woodland Hills.
Boy, that was a chance to get that under 10, Bob. I thought Williamson's shot was in.
Scoop Smith on the dribble for, it's Landon Akins. Deal it out to Brown and now bring it to Smith. To the near corner. Akins, three ball off the rim, won't go. Darubo alone to grab the rebound on the miss.
Well, they've missed three of their last three-point perimeter shots. Trinity has to convert.
Williams, Darubo, three ball off the back of the iron. Nobody home but the Woody High players. And they bring the ball up the floor. Amir Brown cut off, force deep, threw the ball away. But Lamar Williams, long arm of the law, scoops up the loose ball.
You said that right. Long arm is correct. He's one big amigo in there.
1:40 to play in the third. 43-33 Woody High. Smith starts, backs up. Georgie had him cut off. He's going to take the ball to the midcourt circle and just dribble it away. Well, 90 seconds to play in the quarter.
They can do that. They've got quality ball handlers. I mean, they don't have to shoot the ball.
Well, and they have a 10-point lead, too. Dribble through the paint. Ball goes to Akins. Outlet pass. DeRubo read that, stole it, goes down, scores.
Nice job by DeRubo that time to let the defender go by him and score. Good anticipation by Dante DeRubo.
A minute to play in the third. Smith forced deep. DeRubo reaches in, hacks the ball out.
If that's
be a
on
floor
him,
foul.
If that's on him, that's his third, I believe.
It is indeed on DeRubo, his third. Going to be an out-of-bounds play. At the half, Southside area 28, Chartiers Houston girls 22.
Well, they got it under 10, Bob.
Williams takes the inbound beyond the three-point line. All out to Brown, illegal screen. No, it's going to be a pushing foul on Jonah Williamson.
That's correct.
Four fouls on Trinity in the quarter. Second foul on Williamson this period.
Be interesting to see if they decide to hold for one with 48 seconds left. Scoop Smith has the ball in his hands. And
why would you dribble across the timeline and just park in the front side corner?
Well, because he's so quick, nobody's taking the ball off of him. That's why. And he wants you to come out to create that driving lane.
I know, but, you know, you get 6 feet off the sideline. I don't understand.
Well, look at him, Bob, how fast he is.
Still on the dribble.
Georgie on him in a man-to-man. He's giving him some space, absorbed the dribble.
Clock down to 10 seconds to play in the period. Smith, a little trouble. Again, wrap it across. Far side, three ball, no good. Rebound, Georgie, ball knocked loose. Grab, put up, off the iron, no good. Scoop Smith with the loose ball, but couldn't get it to go. After three, Woodland Hills 43, Trinity 35. Fourth quarter when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Each team with 10 points in that third period, so Trinity stays at distance, 43-35.
As if they were the same at halftime. They were down 8 at the half. They're down 8 entering. They got a shot here. I mean, 8 points is not overwhelming for them, but they have got to do a really good job. I'll be interested to see if they try to hold this ball a little bit. You know, that's been the kiss of death when I watch teams try to hold the basketball. I don't think they'll do that, but we shall see. Trinity's going to probably stay in that man-to-man. I thought it was pretty effective. Cannot give them open looks. Must contest the perimeter shot. You want to encourage them to shoot that shot, block out, and get the rebound.
Woodland Hills with the ball in the possession arrow. Ball on the hip of Scoop Smith. DeRubo started out to look at him. Smith about 6 feet into a front court. Now high screen by Williams. Smith dish it off to Williams. Shot up any good?
Well, he wanted to run that screen and roll with Williams. Williams, nice job on the catch and finish.
10-point lead for Woodland Hills. Jonah Williamson across the timeline. Met there by Akins. Ball to Diesel. Give it off to Williamson. His pass to DeRubo. Knock loose and Smith with a quick step and hands. Woodland Hills with a takeaway.
That time his back was to the basket, Bob. You can't do that. You've got to turn and face.
Smith blows by. DeRubo reaches in and he's called for a foul. And well, you got to be careful. He almost picked up a tee there.
That's his fourth.
It is.
And he's got to come out. Anthony Georgie in the game, four.
Seven fouls on Trinity in the game, four of them on Dante DeRubo.
Right.
Lamar Williams pass it back out. Ball comes across to the near side to Jaden Hill. Couple of trays in the game.
Woodland High showing some discipline here, not taking the quick three-point shot.
Scoop Smith on the dribble, now hassled by Williamson. Dish it across Akins, and he'll get it back out to Smith.
Too much time for a freeze.
Pass through traffic, steal attempt by Diesel, and he fouls the intended recipient, Akins. Hillers have used just six players so far in the game. Woody Hyatt, that same number. Not something you see often anymore.
No, you don't. You usually see a little bit more in terms of players.
Amir Brown on the dribble. Deal to Hill on the far wing. He'll take it to the high post. And now Scoop Smith says, give me the ball.
Well, when the ball's in his hands, he makes good decisions. Only a sophomore.
Dribbles, gets by Williamson, pass to the far wing, back around Hill, and right back to Scoop Smith. Drives to the lane, scoop it up. Smith scoops it, tips it. It goes to Brown in the corner. Brown put it on the deck and has to use a timeout because one smack to the floor and pulled it right back in. We'll keep it here.
How about Scoops trying to shoot over top of Jacob Dunkel? That didn't work out very well, but he was aware enough to tip the ball back to a teammate in the corner.
Loose ball has been well handled by Woodland Hills. They've gotten to those rebounds that are just laying out there to be taken and getting out after it.
I can see now how they played some of the better teams in their section close, Bob, and how they actually beat two of the top three teams. I mean, they handle the ball well. They're smart. They make good decisions with it, and they're not forcing shots here with the lead. When you do those things, you're going the defense will break down, and that's how you take advantage of it, and you get some real easy scoring opportunities. Trinity's going to have to try to take some chances. I mean, they're down right now by 10 with 6 minutes left.
End of three in the 1A boys. Carlinton 44, Jeff Morgan 30. Woodland Hills with the ball. Scoop Smith. Going to be a blocking foul, or we get a travel call? Going to be a blocking foul on Anthony Georgie.
Yeah, that was close to a travel, Bob. I thought that could have very well been a traveling call. Two more fouls, they'll be shooting.
2A girls at the half. Greensburg Central Catholic 58, Northgate 5. Wolverines cross court. Amir Brown going to launch a three. It's wide left. Rebound on the weak side for Lamar Williams. And his pass goes on to the Woody High bench.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he didn't just turn around and put the basketball up. I mean, he had a clear look at it. But he tried to get it back out front.
4A boys score. Third quarter, Uniontown 40, Quaker Valley 29. The Uniontown squad has rallied nicely from a little early adversity.
Pretty good team, that Uniontown team.
5.5 to play here. Trinity finds itself down 45-35. Going to the hoop. Going to be a couple of shots for Jonah Williamson. Fouled on the way up. Smack down across the hands. Hillers have not scored 2.5 minutes in this period and another minute and a half to end the third.
Well, there's the example, Bob, where they play you aggressively, where you have, if you drive the ball, you can force the officials to make a call, and missed a free throw on the front end is Jonah Williamson.
Hillers 3 of 6 at the line.
Not enough free throws, not good enough for making them either.
1 of 2 on that trip for the 6'2 sophomore. First point for Trinity since the 105 mark. Wolverines get the ball 2-on-2, and Lamar Williams able to lay it in on the feed from Jaden Hill.
Yeah, and Hill had a layup, but unselfishly passed off.
Scramble, loose ball, Hathaway turnover, and Woodland Hills win possession on the floor. Hill got there. How about Hill? This end gives up a layup, dishes it off to Williams for the bucket, and hustles down to get involved in the tie-up with Hathaway and take the ball away.
Well, and that's the athleticism that they possess and the quickness. I mean, that's just smart basketball. Use what you do. Use what you have and do it well. Play to your strengths. Stay away from those weaknesses. It was a careless turnover that time by Trinity.
5:11 to play in the fourth. It's 47-36 Woodland Hills, and the Wolverines have the ball as well. And wrestling action tomorrow morning on the air at 9:15 for the WPIL 2A Southern Sectional. at Burgettstown. Two sessions there. Start with preliminaries and work all the way through their semis and set the scene for the championship and consolation finals. Then 30 minutes later, probably somewhere around the 2:30 mark for that second session. We'll have girls basketball on the FM side, 11:45 airtime. Amir Brown has to pass it as he's falling in the backcourt, but get it to Scoop Smith. He'll dribble, find a cutter. Williams jam it home.
Well, that's what they're going to do, Bob. They're just going to take their time, penetrate your defense, and get easy layups. They're not going to shoot from the perimeter from here on out. That was a great pass that time.
Williamson with a hard dribble and shove off against Akins. Lob down low. DeRubo going to try to feed it back out. Williamson gets it. Three ball hard off the back rim. Doesn't follow. Thought he had it and was backing up. Smith dish it across. Lay in good for Akins.
I tell you what, I like this Woodland Hills team. They're good. They're skilled and young.
Hiller's down now 51-36. Game getting away. Dunkel on the dribble. Stolen by Smith. Controlled by Akins. Amir Brown started toward the lane. Going to circle it back out. And ball right in the front side at midcourt. And it's Scoop Smith. Blows by Williamson. Ball knocked away from behind. Smith a little shaken up. Up the floor comes Hathaway. He'll take it to the hoop. Shot blocked. Going to be goaltending. Bucket for Hathaway gives him 10 to lead to Trinity. Good job by the trail official to see that. You know, sometimes you're right on top of it, and that's what the referee Mark Tortorella is saying. Like, I had a great view of it. The ball was off the glass already. That's goaltending.
If the ball hits the glass, you can't touch it, and they did.
Smith to Brown. Akins for side hill, three ball in flight, good.
Oh, I'm shocked they shot it, and they knocked it down. Shot it with confidence. It's 11 for Hill, Bob.
54-38, Woodland Hills in front, three ball near side. Georgie answer for Hillers. Timeout Trinity, 3:11 to play. 54-41, Anthony Georgie now with a dozen points to lead Trinity. Hillers timeout. We'll take it as well here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
That was a quick 60-second timeout, but we'll keep it. We'll make that work. Oh, did they say 30? Okay. I thought they indicated full, but we'll go with the 30. But regardless, we took 30 and didn't miss a second of the action. Trinity down 54-38. Woodland Hills with the ball. Wolverines get it across. Akins shoved by Williamson. That's his third.
He got away with that earlier, but they nabbed him on that one.
Yeah, he did it earlier. He got away with it when he had the ball on the dribble. This time he's trying to defend Akins, Troy Akins.
The trail official was right there and just he nipped him.
Amir Brown finds Scoop Smith shaking free of Williamson. Four fouls on Trinity in the period. Cross-court pass. Brown, he'll dribble it back out. 2:50 to play in the game.
Smart play.
54-41. Brown splits a double team. Finds Williams underneath for his third dunk of the night.
Well, what a weapon to have when he's, you know, I mean, how do you stop that, Bob? You can't because Trinity's trying to catch up. Double team in a basketball, and they're splitting it and scoring easily.
Floor dribble by Hathaway. He's fouled. It'll be Jaden Hill picks up his first. That's just the fourth foul of the game on Woodland Hills. Trinity with the 10 fouls in the game, but the Hillers have gotten a little sloppy defensively, and that's how they've gotten their fouls. But, I mean, this has been a cleanly played game both ways.
It has been, and if you can guard without fouling like Woodland Hills is doing, you're going to be pretty successful.
Williamson had it the low block. Took it out, ball knocked loose, shot won't go, rebound Williams for Woodland Hills. Smith trying to draw a foul. Good work there by Scoop Smith. Long bounce pass, and it gets through. There's Jaden Hill down low to Williams for the dunk.
They're just toying with him now, Bob. I want to know how they only lost, how they only won eight games. That's my question.
DeRubo at the high post. Lets traffic clear, misses the shot, got his own rebound, knocked loose by Smith. Woodland Hills came out with it. It's Jaden Hill up the far sideline. 1:45 to play in the game. Hill finds help in Scoop Smith. Diagonal pass. Amir Brown, three ball in flight. Good. 14 for Amir Brown, including 4 3-pointers. 20-point Woody High lead. Foul call. Nearly a steal for the Wolverines, but a foul call.
Boy, how quickly this game has turned.
It has indeed. It was, it was a 4-point game with 7:12 to play in the third.
Well, and then it
has been all Woody High since.
It was an 8-point game to start the fourth. And look at this.
61-41 Woodland Hills. Dunkel takes the long inbound. He's tripped up, but Scoop Smith, I think, is going to get his second foul in about 2 seconds. Nope, they're going to put this one on Zig Moore. My apologies. Yeah. I didn't even see Zig Moore checking.
Well, Woodland Hills had emptied their bench. They've got substitute players in the game at this point.
Foul shot for Dunkel won't go. I have Dunkel now 1 for 4 at the foul line in the game.
Yeah, and he kind of disappeared in the second half, Bob. He didn't. They didn't try to get the ball to him, didn't push the issue.
Second shot wouldn't go. Tamir Walker with a rebound tied up by Georgie. Possession arrow, Trinity. 1:19 to play. Hiller's only senior dressed tonight is Dante DeRubo. Inbound saved by Dunkel, and he slips. Travel call. He's saying, I held the 1 foot.
Yeah, but he traveled.
Yeah. It just doesn't look good, you know. You have to make that call.
Well, he lost his balance. I mean.
Scoop Smith will check out of the game. Looks like Donche Mosley in, and he'll get it up the floor. Dribbling around traffic, Andre Barlow, and a little too fast there, threw it away.
I was just getting ready to say, Barlow, he's quick as a cat. And his teammate cut to the basket, and he threw it to the corner for a turnover.
1:10 to play in the fourth. 61-41, Woodland Hills dominating fourth period. Cross court, DeRubo, three ball short. Rebound grabbed by the Wolverines. Bringing it up the floor is Anthony Price Jr. And Price lost the handle, apparently knocked away. Last touch must have been Williamson from behind, knocked it.
That was. Boy, this game got away so quickly from them.
Outscored 18-6.
Yeah, the three
in
or four
period.
The three or four dunks, Bob, that Williams had on the nice penetrating dribbles. I mean, they're quick.
Wolverines get the ball inbounds. Soft jumper for Anthony Price Jr. won't go. Hathaway splits traffic on the wing, drives to the hoop, and is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but will go to the line to shoot a couple.
Zig Moore on the foul.
6'3 sophomore picks up his second. I have that as 5 fouls on the Wolverines in the quarter. Hathaway shooting a pair. First one good. That's 3 straight makes for Hathaway at the stripe. 61-42, and it will stay that way. And then the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Georgie.
40 seconds remaining.
And a foul on Jonah Williamson. I'm not sure why in the backcourt, but that's 5 fouls now, so it's free throws coming at the stripe.
Maybe a little frustration, Bob. Yeah, you really don't need to foul there. You're not going to catch him. There's 38 seconds remaining. This game is over.
Andre Barlow will shoot a pair here.
I still think Trinity has some nice players coming back, Bob. I mean, with some work over the summer, I mean, I think they'll be right in the thick of things again next year.
First shot no good for Barlow. Second shot in flight. That is good. Andre Barlow on the score sheet. 62-42. 35 seconds remaining, and good pressure, and going to be a reach-in foul, and now Williamson going to go shoot. That's three fouls for Zig Moore.
Yeah, and
got in the game late, and he's getting his money's worth.
I don't think the coach was very happy about that foul. He does. He has three fouls already?
5A girls pigtail halfway through the fourth. Penn Hills 48, Thomas Jefferson 38. Jonah Williamson at the stripe shooting two, missed the first. And the second. Rebound. Anthony Price, get it ahead. Pass across intended for Tamir Walker. He wasn't expecting it.
A little sloppy here down the left.
He was crashing in to rebound the lay-in miss if it happened.
But he had a layup. I don't know why he passed it.
20 seconds to play. The Trinity season is going to end disappointingly. Jonah Williamson, bank. Is open, but the shot won't fall. Wolverines get it up the floor. Handoff. Back out in front. Little push shot up and good for Andre Barlow. Got a foul shot, got a deuce. And DeRubo throws one up at the buzzer. It goes into the crowd, and the ball game comes to an end. Woody High on to the first round and a trip to Moon. Woodland Hills 64, Trinity 42. Recap coming your way here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Ball game was really entertaining and competitive, but then all of a sudden it wasn't.
Well, it was up until the start of the fourth, and I was still thinking they got a shot. They're only down eight, and then the roof caved in. And you know what? They did what they should have done. They knew they were quicker. They handled the ball well, so they made Trinity come out and try to match up man-to-man, and that just was a mismatch from the start, and they were able to drive around, create two-on-ones, and what, three or four dunks by the big boy, Lamar Williams, and then this game was over. So, unfortunately, the season comes for an end. But honestly, Bob, I know people would think I'm out of my mind, but I like some of these Trinity players. They still have a lot of young kids coming back. And I think with some work, and they could be a decent basketball team. I mean, there are good players on that team. But Woodland High, if you look at their team, boy, they're all young. And they've got the big boy inside. It'll be interesting for sure.
They're young and tall
and
quick and accurate.
So fast.
I mean, how many would Amir Brown with four threes tonight, three for Jaden Hill, a couple for Landon Akins?
Yeah, they can shoot.
Yeah, indeed. We'll take a look at the scoring recap, individuals and quarter scoring and all that fun stuff when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Score update for you. Early fourth quarter, Chartreuse Houston has rallied and leads Southside area 32-31. That's in the 2A girls bracket. Chartreuse Houston, the 5 seed, hosting neighbor Southside. 5-12 matchup. And again, we told you Chartreuse Houston playing tonight a little shorthanded. Let me just make sure I give you the right info there. Richie not playing. Ella Richie out with an injury, so they're shorthanded. You know, and 2A girls, rarely do you have much depth there, and you lose a key player. Sometimes you pay the price.
Yeah, you do, but hopefully they can rally and hold on and maybe get her back for the next game if they can get by this first one.
And in the 6-11 matchup, the 11, Winchester Thurston rolling at the Wash High 38-18 after three.
The 11th seed.
Not a surprise.
No, not at all.
Not a surprise at all. Don't ever believe a double digit in front of Winchester Thurston.
Well,
girls, ever.
And how about this? Woodland Hills will go play the number one seed, Moon. But and Moon's good, very good. But, boy, I'll tell you what, they better not take this team lightly, that's for sure.
Let's get you a recap. Woodland Hills scored the first five, and then the teams played 9-9 or thereabouts through the end of the opening period. 16-9, Woodland Hills led after one. Trinity got back to within two and then tied the game halfway through the second quarter. It was square at 18. Woodland Hills, though, outscored Trinity down the stretch to lead by eight at the end of the first half. A couple of quick buckets for Trinity to within four again early in the third. Woodland Hills pushed the margin back up to eight at the end of three quarters and hit a two-pointer early on, but it was a 10-point game. Still with 5.5 minutes to play, Trinity got a foul shot make at 5:35 to get to within nine, and then Katie barred the door. The Hillers scored only 6 points the rest of the way, and Woody High hit the 1-2-3 jams by Lamar Williams and a couple of threes, or two three-pointers all in that stretch, and it was all over.
Well, you can't play catch-up with them. They made Trinity play catch-up. They made them come to them, drove around, set up the dunks. The two threes that were made, I mean, they could have taken photographs. They were wide open because of Trinity trying to trap and double-team and cause turnovers. And credit to Woodland Hills, they were able to knock down those threes. I don't know if I'd have taken them. They didn't need to take them, but they made them.
Amir Brown with 14, Lamar Williams with 14, Landon Akins with 12, Jaden Hill with 11. Rest of the scoring for Woodland Hills. I've got 6 for Scoop Smith, who just ran things so effectively and efficiently. 4 points for Troy Akins and 3 for Andre Barlow, the 5'8 sophomore off the bench. Woody High, 5 of 8 at the foul line tonight. For the Trinity Hillers, Anthony Georgie, the sophomore, leading the way with a dozen. I have Caden Hathaway, a junior, with 11 points tonight. The rest of the Trinity scoring looks like this. Jacob Dunkel had 7. Jonah Williamson and Dante DeRubo each with 6 points. Trinity, 5 of 13 at the free throw line. But to be fair, 2 of 8 in that fourth quarter when the game was already well in hand.
Yes, yes. But, again, you look at the roster for Trinity, Bob. They got everybody back but Dante DeRubo. So, I mean, there's a nucleus of good players coming back. And, you know, you hate to lose a game like this. Hopefully you can learn some things from it. And, you know, you take a little time off, and then you as an individual player have to get ready and start working on your game to get better for the following season.
Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our Player of the Game award goes to Lamar Williams, the 6'8 sophomore. Six or seven blocks probably forced the Hillers to change at least that many shots as well. And most of those went begging off the rim or hard off the glass and never hit the iron. Lamar Williams with 14 points tonight, four times had the 100% likelihood of it going in with the two-hand flush.
Yeah, I like him. He's only a sophomore, and he's 6'8", and he's going to get better and more aggressive. He's got a great athletic body. He will be a handful by the time he's a senior.
Four seed in the 4A bracket, Uniontown a 64-45 final score. Thank you, Bill Chapo. A couple of other scores, Carlinton 55, Jeff Morgan 41. That's a final in the 1A boys bracket. Earlier we told you in 2A girls, Fort Cherry 66, Best Center 16. So congratulations, Lamar Williams. Woody High moving on to the round of 16. They'll take on number one Moon on Monday at Moon Area High School. Woodland Hills now 9-13. Trinity season finishes at 10-13. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Join us tomorrow morning here on the WJPA Sports Network for the start of the individual wrestling tournament series. It's the 2A Southern Sectional. Airtime 9:15. You can listen on air on WJPA AM. You can listen online for free at WJPA.com. And video coverage, all formats simultaneously available via the NFHS network through our partnership with greensports.net. And we've got the more opening round basketball action. We'll switch over to 3A girls as we head to Beaver Falls. Number 14, McGuffey, and the number 3, Beaver Falls Tigers, will be on the air on WJPA-FM and online at 11:45 tomorrow morning. And again, video available on the NFHS network. Thanks to both head coaches, to Ricky Rich, Kathy McConnell Miller, and the crew here at Trinity. For our floor director, R.J. Licey, Brett Gambito on camera, our Washington studio producer, Jacob Knisner, my partner, Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. From Hiller Hall on the campus of Trinity High School, your final score, Woodland Hills 64, Trinity 42. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.